girls. I'll never find a husband. My father doesn't give me enough. Never found anything that fits me just right. Nobody loves me, etc. Perhaps you could say that she just had high standards. Of course, from an outside perspective, it would seem as if it were all a fabrication of the mind. But to her, it was in fact very real. On bad days, she would spend all day in bed, tears running like a faucet, in a room that nobody would dare try to retrieve her from. She would often complain that she had had it with this crummy old world, that she was finally going to off herself right then and there. She would only say this, of course, if she had an audience to talk with her. But one day, intense pressure started building in her head. It grew and grew in intensity. It grew out of control, to a point where it truly became too much to bear. She decided once and for all, she was going to off herself, even though there was nobody around to watch. So she made her way to the roof, walked out to the ledge. And just as she was about to jump, the pressure became so strong that her head popped and exploded, just as a balloon would if you hit it with a pin. But she didn't die. On the contrary, she felt more alive than she ever had in her whole life. And this, she felt lighter and happier than perhaps anybody in the whole world. She could see now that she had never truly been sad, but that it was